It's Morning Edition. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Kathy Warzer. The Minnesota Opera has announced its new season, which will begin in October. They'll produce 5 operas for the Ordway's main stage, including classics like The Barber of Seville and Don Giovanni. The season will also include the world premiere of a brand new opera based on the young adult novel, The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane. That book was written by the 2-time Newbery Medal winner and Minneapolis resident Kate DiCamillo. Ms. Kate joins me on the phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I do join you on the phone.
Yes.
Isn't it exciting?
It is exciting. I didn't peg you for an opera lover. Are you an opera fan?
I don't know a whole lot about opera, but the really interesting thing here, to me at least, is that even before the book was actually published, I always had it in the back of my head that it seemed so much like an opera to me.
Really?
And so as you were doing your introduction there, I was just grinning from ear to ear because I can't, it's like a dream come true. And my knowledge of opera is very minimal, but my joy is huge.
That's okay. I think that's fantastic. For folks who are not familiar with Edward Tulane, this is the story of a China bunny given to a little girl, and then the China bunny falls overboard from the Queen Mary. Yes?
Yes.
Have they given you an idea as to how this might look on stage at this point?
I wonder what I'm allowed to say.
Oh.
I know that there's going to be an underwater scene.
Oh.
Because Edward goes overboard and spends some time on the bottom of the ocean. It's so odd that I can close my eyes and see the whole thing. And so I think that it is going to be a visual feast in addition to an, a musical one. And it's a very dramatic tale. It's got its own drama built into it. And so it just seems well suited for the drama of opera.
Now, you mentioned that you always could picture this in your head, that this particular book could be an opera. And I'm curious as to how and why.
Because of that kind of almost over-the-top emotion of it. And, you know, when I write, I usually have a piece of music or an album that goes with each book that I'm working on. And with Edward, I wrote the story to this one piece by Rachmaninoff, Vocalese. And I just played that over and over and over. And that's not opera, but it has this beautiful vocal quality to it. And I think that that worked with the drama of the story to make me think, gosh, wouldn't it be great if this was an opera someday? And it is an opera in Minnesota. I mean, how thrilling is that, Kathy?
Wow. I did not know that you wrote to music. They had music playing as you're writing?
Yeah, there's almost always a piece of music that goes with each book. And then it's just like, and then when I sit down to write, the music starts, and it's a subconscious kind of thing.
I'm betting you're going to be in the audience for the premiere. And when might that be?
Spring of 2020 is what I have heard. And will I be in the audience? Yes, my only concern is whether or not I'll have to dress up, because you know how I feel about dressing up. I think the opera kind of demands dressing up, doesn't it?
I think it does.
So I'll have to find a dress, Kathy.
You'll be fine.
And then I'll be there weeping.
Look for the woman in the pretty dress who's weeping. That will be Kate. Well, I'm so happy that your dream has come to pass, that it's going to be on stage and it's going to be here in Minnesota.
I'm so happy, too. I'm still kind of like, I cannot believe it.